Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. What's America's best love novel? This is the summer of the PBS Great American Read. You can follow all SDPB's coverage online at sdpb.org/greatread. And that's where you can find the list of 100 finalists. You can watch the introductory video hosted by Meredith Vieira, or the introductory episode, really. And you can vote every day for your favorite book from the list. SDPB is traveling the state to find out what South Dakotans love to read. We want to hear from you. Find us in a town near you or send me an email at inthemoment@sdpb.org. Now, for some readers, a favorite book can lead to a lifelong interest or even a career. Sarah Carlson is with the Lead Opera House, and her favorite book didn't make the list of 100, but that doesn't mean it's not a community favorite.
Sarah Carlson, Homestake Opera House, Lead, South Dakota. So when I first moved out to the Black Hills, I came across this historic Homestake Opera House, and I didn't know anything about it. And I got involved with a show there, Fiddler on the Roof, the first community theater in 25 years. And one of the board of directors handed me a book and said, you have to read this story about this amazing building. And so I said, okay. You know, it was a paperback book, 8.5 by 11, about 75 pages. And I took it home and, you know, had supper, and then I sat back and started reading it. I think I finished the whole book that evening. And it was really neat, because here is the story of a building that wasn't just a building. It was built by the Homestake Gold Mine. You know, this is an operation that has changed a town, and it was built on wealth. But really, the building was built on creating a quality of life, a wealth of life. And you see that as you walk through the building in all of the different ways that the decor and the painting and acanthus leaves. Didn't know what acanthus leaves were. Found out that that means quality of life, wealth of life. And that's really significant in a mining community. And this book was the whole story of the fact that Phoebe Hearst, owner of a Homestake gold mine, wanted to create a place for the people who worked for her. She wanted to create a place for them to come and be humans, be with their family, their friends. She wanted to create a library so they could be educated, so they could educate their children. These were people who came from 70-some countries around the world, came to Lead, South Dakota, to mine gold and find their fortune and create a life for themselves and for their families. And what's so neat about that is she said, I want to have a library and a theater that'll seat 1,000 people. And so she was going to fund it because she could. She was one of the Hearst, Phoebe Hearst. And then Thomas Greer, who worked for her, the superintendent of the mine, got involved. And this is all in this book, and I was reading the story. So these two visionaries said, we want to create this building in this community that's growing. And so they created the Homestake Opera House and Recreation Building. And so it had a theater, it had a library, bowling alley, billiards hall, social hall, game rooms, card rooms, ladies' lounge, men's lounge, and a 25-yard heated indoor swimming pool. And this was in 1914, when people didn't have running water, they didn't have electricity, and they had access to this amazing building, and it was free for them, except for tickets to shows, and they were able to get that quality of life experience because of a building. And through 104 years, people have been coming back to this building. And you're reading about all of this in this book, and it makes you realize that by reading this, it has changed my expectation of historic preservation, arts and culture, how arts and culture can change your life in the historic building. And all of that has to do with this book and how it's written. It is all a factual account from way back in 1914, an opening day, all the way up until a fire in 1984. So it's exciting to read this book. It's now out of print. And so in order to get your hands on it, you'll have to pay attention to South Dakota Historic Preservation and the South Dakota Arts Council, because we think that this story will continue on.
That's Sarah Carlson with the Homestake Opera House in Lead, talking about her favorite book. You can help decide America's best love novel by voting online every day. Head to sdpb.org/greatread for details.